My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Jim Callis of MLB Pipeline, one of my favorite prospects and player development minor league experts. I normally talk to him on MLB Network Radio on Sundays, but occasionally the farm system for the Nats becomes a big enough deal to get to do it daily here on The Fan, and right now is one of those times. As Lane Thomas on the move yesterday for a package of three players, the Nats could be trading Kyle Finnegan today. So happy to go to the BetQL guest hotlines and welcome Jim Callis onto the show. So, Jim, why don't we just start with your reaction, national perspective, Lane Thomas to Cleveland for the three players Washington got back.
Yeah, I like that trade for the Nationals. I mean, it's always easy to fall in love with prospects and dream about what they could be, but those were guys I pretty much liked in the liked in the draft. I mean, Alex Clemmie, second round pick last year, big time. Stuff. It's still stuff over polish. It's 92, 96 up to 99 with a fastball, high spin rates. He had one of the best curveballs in last year's draft. That's a plus pitch. There's some field of spin, a hard slider. And the changeup, the control, the polish, that stuff's kind of a work of progress. Rafael Ramirez Jr. is interesting. The son of the former All-Star shortstop of the same name. He's got a chance to be, I think, maybe, if everything works out, average across the board, maybe a little bit better arm strength than that. Kind of a rough year in A-ball, but, he was an interesting guy. And why for the life of me is the third name escaping me, Grant? Who's the third name?
Jose Tena.
Jose Tena, exactly. And Jose Tena is a guy who graduated, who was no longer a prospect per se because he spent too much time in the big leagues. But he's a contact hitting, offensive minded middle infielder. He won, if I remember correctly, the Arizona Fall League batting title a couple years ago. Has not gotten a lot of chance to play in the big leagues. I think he spent about 50 days in the big leagues with the Guardians, but didn't even have 50 at bats. But you're looking at, he's got more offensive upside than I think Ramirez does. He might be the type of guy who could hit 270 with 15 home runs and play a number of positions. So I like that trade for Lane Thomas. I thought that was a lot to get for Lane Thomas. No disrespect to Lane Thomas, and also reminding myself that prospects don't always turn out like you hope, but I thought that was a pretty good package.
Well, what we like to do here, Jim, is think back to how we got Lane Thomas, because that still matters to me, that you got multiple years of profit for John Lester, for goodness sakes. a guy that they probably could have just DFA'd, but the Cardinals gave up Lane Thomas, who Boston had a career year here last year, not as good this year, obviously. Still some quality things on the base pass and otherwise, especially against lefties if you want to platoon him. But what an ultimate profit just to be able to get a couple of years of their team MVP, a dubious honor, and now a couple of prospects in return, ultimately for John Lester. To me, that's the win of all wins.
No, that's a great win, and especially if you look at it that way. And that's why, honestly, when you're not winning, you should be making trades like that because you never know. I mean, when they traded John Lester, like you said, they could have DFA'd him. John Lester was certainly not going to be part of the next Nationals team that was going to the playoffs, and it made a lot of sense. And that's why, even if some of these trades seem kind of inconsequential at the time, you ought to make them. I mean, you know, I'm sure we'll talk about Jesse Winker for Tyler Stewart. And, like, again, yeah, you should make that trade every time and bring in as much young talent and sort through it. I mean, look how good DJ Hurz has looked at times this year. And, you know, Candelario wasn't coming back to Washington. That was a really nice trade, too.
So you mentioned the Winker deal. The difference between Lane Thomas, who got a lot more back in terms of quantity and maybe quality, is obviously that he is controllable through next year for the Guardians. Winker was a rental. How did you feel about Tyler Stewart, the righty from the Mets organization, as the return there one for one?
Yeah, I mean, he's interesting. He's a huge guy, 6'9", 250, fastball slider guy, relies heavily on the slider. He's, you know, they've used him as a starter in the Mets system. He's thrown a lot of strikes. Yeah, I'm trying to disabuse myself of the notion that you need three pitches to be a starter, because I think we thought that 10, 15 years ago, but now, you know, I think the attitude is throw your best pitches more often. His changeup isn't great. I mean, it's fastball, slider. I still think he might be a reliever in the long run, but he does throw a lot of strikes. Interesting. And again, you know, bring in another guy, you know, an inventory type guy, and see what you can do with him.
It also seems like, Jim, in the last year, you and I have talked a little bit about this elsewhere, but the Nats have been doing a much better job developing arms recently than they were before. And I don't just mean Irvin at the big league level, Parker at the big league level, what have you, but in their system, you look at Sakura looks like the real deal. Susana's breaking out as we speak. Brad Lord's having a huge season. We could go on and on with Andre Lara and some of the other arms that they have, and all of a sudden there's a bevy of them. They haven't done nearly as good a job, I don't think, even recently, at developing the bats necessarily. But is there something to be said for, you know, the organizational shift and the involvement of Doolittle and some of the things that they're doing, not just at the major league level, but bringing in an arm like him at a time where they're getting a lot of the pitcher things right?
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, you feel better about your ability to develop him just with the recent success you've had. And I mean, pitching's so difficult anyway that I'll always subscribe to you ought to just bring in as many arms as possible, because, you know, just because of the attrition, you're never going to have enough. But yeah, you do feel better. You've seen guys like Susana and Sakura who have great arms but were kind of raw, taking steps forward. And that makes you feel good about Alex Clemmie, who kind of fits that same mold where it's definitely stuff over polish. You know, young guy with the stuff is definitely well ahead of the polish, and you feel good about what they can do with him too.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Jim Callis, MLB Pipeline, with us here on G&D. All right, so maybe trades that haven't been made yet. There's flirtation for Dylan Floro. Maybe we heard rumors that they're asking for the moon for Kyle Finnegan, but what might those guys be able to fetch?
Yeah, you know, I'll admit, I have not been paying attention too much to potential returns because I'm working the prospect end of things, and I have 10 teams I'm trying to stay on top of, and I've been filling top 30 holes as guys have been traded. But, I mean, it seems like a seller's market. You know, like, I couldn't tell you exactly who I think they're going to get, but like every time these trades are made, or a lot of the trades have been made in the last day or two, I thought, wow, that's a pretty nice return for guys. I mean, go back to what they got for Hunter Harvey. I thought getting Caden Wallace, who I thought was one of the Royals' better hitting prospects, and I like Caden Wallace, and a supplemental first-round pick that they turned into Caleb Lomavita. I mean, I know Hunter Harvey's pitching well, but I mean, that's a really nice return for Hunter Harvey. So I would think, if we see Kyle Finnegan traded or they make other moves, I mean, it's been a seller's market. We're probably going to be, I think, pleasantly surprised by what they get in return.
It's been as much a seller's market as I can remember in a long, long time, because there was a shift. I can't trace it back to a specific date, but certainly the last several years where teams just stopped giving up their top prospects, really. And I wonder what has changed this year. Is it that more teams are in the mix? Or maybe that the gap between AAA and the big leagues widenings, where so many of the great prospects coming up are struggling more right away? Like, why are we seeing this market play out like this?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a combination of things. I think, one, the expanded playoffs. I mean, right now I'm trying to do this quick count in my head. We have 17 teams that are within two and a half games of a playoff spot. Wow. You know, right now. So that's more than half the league. So you just don't have, because there's more playoff spots open, you don't have as many teams just saying, oh, we have no shot, we're out. And I don't think we've seen too many top prospects taken. I think the highest ranked prospect was probably Dylan Lesko, who the Padres gave up, and he's kind of gone backwards this year. We haven't seen like top 100, you know, slam dunk, you know, guys getting traded like that. But I do think teams, for whatever reason, have been more willing to part with maybe the next tier and being pretty liberal in you know, the quantity and quality of those guys that they'll part with. I'll be curious to see if we, like, it, you know, are we going to have a super blockbuster today where we see some top 100 prospects traded? I don't know.
That's a really good way to put it. Like, the Orioles don't seem willing to trade Jackson Holliday or Sammy Basayo, but they'll give you Connor Norby, right?
And exactly.
I kind of think the same way about the Clemmie deal, in a sense, with the Guardians, where, just to drill down on him before we let you go, I don't know if you agree with this or disagree. I like him more in terms of upside than anybody else the Nats have gotten in these returns, maybe more than Wallace. I don't know if you guys will rank him ahead or behind Caden Wallace when you do it. But
we had him ahead. Sam Dykstra put him one spot ahead. Like we have no rest, so we haven't totally revamped our list. But with our current list, as soon as the guy's acquired, we jam him on the list somewhere. So he's ahead of Caden Wall. And I do agree with you, Grant. The upside, I mean, this guy's upside was as much as almost any high school pitcher in last year's draft. I mean, he's 6'6". He already touches 99 miles an hour, like I said, with high spin rates. So there's really good carry. He's got this power curve with a ton of depth that was one of the best curves in the draft. It's just, you know, I mean, he's, you know, the Guardians like to draft young, you know, super young players. He hadn't even turned 18. He was not quite 18 when they drafted him last year, so he still just turned 19 not even 2 weeks ago. There's a ton of room for time and for him to develop, but a ton of upside there. And I am with you. I think he's, you know, I was going to say, he might be the best pitching prospect in the organization. I don't know how to treat Cade Cavalli, so who's just now kind of sort of come back. But, I mean, he's up there. His upside is as good as anybody in the organization in terms of pitchers.
Before we let you go, we'd be remiss if we had Jim Callis on the show. We didn't ask him about Dylan Cruz and the top prospect still in the minor leagues. He'll be in the majors by the end of the year. What have you made of his season? He's not dominated, really, since the first few weeks in the minors like people may have thought, but he's been very solid and seems to hold his own at every level. What do you make of the year he's putting together now at Rochester?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Like, I mean, he started the year in AA. He spent a month in AAA. And I know he doesn't have huge numbers, but he's hitting 260. You know, he's got, you know, 9 homers. I mean, it's not an unbelievable year, but he's kind of on pace over a full, you know, if you did it over a full major league season, he'd hit around 260 with 20 homers. And that's going from college baseball last year to AA and AAA this year. I just think with Paul Skeens and Wyatt Langford to some extent, made it almost look too easy that we look at Dylan Cruz, or and I'm not saying you're doing this, but some fans are like, oh, man, Dylan Cruz hitting 260. Like, what's going on? Like, jump into AA, and I know he played a little bit in the minors last year, but basically jump into AA to start your first full season and then go into AAA after a couple months. We should not underrate how difficult that is. I think he's more than held his own, and I think, you know, I mean, he's still just 22 years old. You know, once he catches his breath, I'll bet he's even better next year. And I still think he's one of the very best prospects in the minor leagues. You know, one of the best pure hitters in the minor leagues. I think he's at least 20 homer power, and he could probably play center field, although, you know, where everybody plays in the outfield, you know, James Wood being in Washington right now, we'll have to see. But I'm still as high on Dylan Cruz as I've ever been. I just think Paul Skeens and Wyatt Langford maybe make that year look a little worse than it really is.
Jim, appreciate you as always, man. Great info.
Yeah, great talking to you guys. We'll see if there's more trades coming down the stretch.
Might just be. Mike Rizzo at the deadline, one of his favorite days of the
That's
year.
Right.
Jim Callis, MLB Pipeline. Go check out his work there. He does an outstanding job.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.